It's Wednesday, January 10th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Oprah Winfrey accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award Sunday night at the Golden Globes in Beverly Hills, California. She became the first black woman to receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award. Oprah addressed the need for women to speak truth to power in terms of the inappropriate behavior and sexual assault which they have endured at the hands of powerful men.
So I want tonight to express gratitude to all the women who have endured years of abuse and assault because they, like my mother, had children to feed and bills to pay and dreams to pursue. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up. I've interviewed and portrayed people who've withstood some of the ugliest things life can throw at you. But the one quality all of them seem to share is an ability to maintain hope for a brighter morning, even during our darkest nights. So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, "Me too," again. Thank you.
Oprah's speech was so well received, many have suggested that she should run for president in 2020. Two related stories. First, a 36-year-old Idaho Republican state lawmaker who was under investigation for possible sexual abuse died in an apparent suicide, reports the Idaho Spokesman Review. Records obtained by the Associated Press also show that Brandon Hickson was previously the focus of a separate police investigation in 2014 after he had been accused of inappropriate touching. Hickson, who had been elected to the Idaho legislature in 2012, was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head in his Caldwell home yesterday morning. Hickson is survived by his 4 children, aged 6 to 17. And second, a canceled book deal is the latest repercussion for Memphis pastor Andy Savage as the ripples continue to spread from his admitted sexual encounter with a 17-year-old high school senior in Texas 20 years ago. The victim, Jules Woodson, says, meanwhile, that she is quote-unquote disgusted by Savage's public apology and does not agree that the matter was dealt with at the time, as Savage suggested. Woodson has come forward with her story in the vein of others in the Me Too movement. Bethany House, a Christian publisher, announced Monday afternoon that it is canceling the scheduled July publication of Savage's book, The Ridiculously Good Marriage. Savage said, quote, "I accepted full responsibility for my actions. I was and remain very remorseful for the incident and deeply regret the pain I caused her and her family, as well as the pain I caused the church and God's kingdom," end quote. The cancellation of Savage's book came on the heels of the Austin Stone Community Church announcing it was placing on leave Pastor Larry Cotton, who had been on staff with Savage at a Houston, Texas suburban church in the late 1990s when the sexual assault occurred. Hopefully, Savage and Cotton echo the words of King David, who cried out to God about his sin in Psalm 51, 1-2. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." Art Rohrheim, the co-founder of the scripture memory-based children's ministry called Awana, died last Friday, reports Christian Headlines. Now reaching 4 million children in 100 countries, Awana stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed, which was inspired from 2 Timothy 2:25, which says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Rorheim's heart's desire was to evangelize children when they were young and equip them with the knowledge to become leaders in the faith. At least 13 people have died in weather-related incidents in Santa Barbara County, California, authorities said yesterday, as the first major winter storm triggered flooding and mud flows that forced the closure of the 101 freeway in the Thomas Fire Burn Area, reports ABC 13. Powerful mudslides destroyed homes in the area as rescue crews rushed to search the rubble. The mud was reported to be 5 feet deep in places. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown said, quote, "It looked like a World War I battlefield. It was literally a carpet of mud and debris everywhere, with huge boulders, rocks, downed trees, power lines, wrecked cars, lots of obstacles," end quote. This past Christmas, Chinese communists cracked down on celebrations of the birth of Christ. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a restaurant owner in Tokyo offers free meals to customers who cannot afford to pay, but there's a catch. You have to work for it. Customers have the option of paying for food or earning a free meal by working for 50 minutes, serving food and cleaning dishes, reports SunnySkies.com. 33-year-old Sekai Kobayashi runs a 12-seat restaurant all by herself without any other staff. So far, she says more than 500 people have opted to work for their meals. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. Chinese Christians in the Xinjiang province were under heavy crackdown on Christmas Eve after they were turned in by their neighbors for having a Christmas Eve celebration. One was questioned for 10 hours. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern about the Chinese government cracking down all over China on Christmas as a, quote, Western ideology, end quote.
That this past Christmas, Chinese government did kind of have this notice going out to school saying that you should not celebrate Christmas because it's, you know, Western ideology is trying to infiltrate our country. It's Western religion, especially for party schools. It's a ban.
Goh said that most Christians in China were able to celebrate Christmas without incident, but there were a few recorded cases of opposition.
They had Christmas without accident, but there have been several cases. Either like they were banned from having it, or it was interrupted by police because they say, "Oh, you are meeting at a place that's not sanctioned, or it's a not registered venue. You are not allowed to have it here."
She said that in this particular case, the pastor had been arrested before.
This case here, Pastor Lou Yuanqi. He actually is a pastor for a house church, and he has been arrested before. If you are arrested before, then obviously the government is going to keep close watch, and so there would be people they place around you to watch you.
Pray that these brothers and sisters would not grow weary of worshiping God like Daniel did, even when he had been forbidden to pray, that they would continue to celebrate Jesus without fear of what man can do to them. This has been a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.